You're about to listen to the audio-only version of my hit series, Debunked. That's right, there is video, but it's only viewable at the Daily Wire. So, if you enjoy this episode, head on over to dailywire.com/subscribe. Gain access to both seasons, plus so much more. Use promo code DEBUNKED for 20% off. We'll get to this episode of Debunked in just one moment. But first, you might think you have life insurance through your company. It's not nearly what you need. The simple fact is most people need up to 10 times more coverage to properly provide for their families. Whether you're graduating from school, planning a wedding, welcoming a baby, or switching jobs, now is the time to protect your family's finances. And Policy Genius can make all of this happen for you quickly and easily. Policy Genius, it's your one-stop shop to find the insurance you need at the right price. Head on over to policygenius.com to get started. In minutes, you can compare personalized quotes from top companies and find your lowest price. You could save 50% or more on life insurance by comparing quotes with Policy Genius. The licensed agents at Policy Genius are on hand throughout the entire process to help you understand your options and make decisions with confidence. The Policy Genius team works for you, not the insurance companies. Policy Genius doesn't add on extra fees. They're not going to sell your information to third parties. Policy Genius has thousands of five-star reviews across Google and Trustpilot, and they have options that offer coverage in as little as a week and avoid unnecessary medical exams. Since 2014, Policy Genius has helped over 30 million people shop for insurance. They've placed over $150 billion in coverage. Head on over to policygenius.com, get your free life insurance quotes, see how much you could save today. Well, it finally happened. The Fed is realizing the dire straits our economy is in thanks to our loose monetary policy. It turns out you can't just spend trillions of bucks every single year with no repercussions. Now, trying to play catch up, the Fed is raising rates, and they plan to do so 7 times this year. You're already starting to see those ripple effects in the housing market. People's buying power is diminishing. Have you considered what could happen in the stock market if the economy stalls out? Do not wait until that happens. Take some of your profits from the stock market right now. Solidify them with gold from Birch Gold. Throughout history, gold has maintained its value better than any other investment in the world. Text DEBUNKED to 989898 for a free zero-obligation info kit on holding gold in a tax-sheltered retirement account. Again, text DEBUNKED to 989898. Secure the gains you've made while you can. I'm a customer of Birch Gold, along with thousands of others. They have countless five-star reviews and A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. I trust the professionals at Birch Gold for a reason. Text DEBUNKED to 989898. Protect your future with gold. It's never been worth zero. It is a great guarantee against inflation and economic uncertainty. Text DEBUNKED to 989898. Get started with my friends at Birch Gold today. A lot of folks on the left say that the rich don't pay their fair share.
It's time for corporate America and the wealthiest 1% of Americans to just begin to pay their fair share.
Pay a fair share.
You're going to start paying your fair share of taxes.
But this requires us to answer a few questions. First, what does the rich even mean? When we ask what it means to be rich, it's easy to roll your eyes. You know, it's the dude with the mansion, the guy with the yacht. The truth is that the word rich is somewhat vague. A man who owned 1 million shares of Pets.com in February 2000 was rich. At that time, Pets.com stock was worth over $10 a share.
This is the happiest day of my life!
By January 2001, he would have been broke. There's a difference between realized wealth and unrealized wealth. Perhaps we mean the man who owns huge chunks of land.
Most of America's richest people made their fortune in real estate. Isn't it about time for you to learn how?
But here we run into the same problem. The value of land rises and falls. By the same token, a poor landowner in Texas before the discovery of oil on his property was poor. Next thing you know, Jed Clampett is living in Beverly Hills.
Wall Street, corporations, and the super rich.
A billionaire class.
You know, folks with helipads.
This country has worked for the rich for a long time and left everyone else in the dirt. It is time.
It's worth noting when we talk about the rich that Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren and Joe Biden talk about this as though it was a Marxist class, as though it's just a group of people and they were always the same. The truth is that throughout people's lives, they move in and out of income quintiles.
A quintile is a 1/5 or 20% portion of the whole. Quintiles divide the population, ordered by income from lowest to highest, into 5 groups, each with an equal number of households.
The vast majority of Americans will spend their days in many different income quintiles over the course of their life. People tend to increase their income quintiles over the course of time. So put aside race or sex or any of the other complicating factors people like to talk about with regard to income. If you take age, age is probably the number one confound in terms of income quintile. Younger people earn less. As you move into middle age, you earn more.
In no quintile of the income distribution do the people tend to stay there. People are constantly moving among these brackets.
So what does the rich mean? Typically, we actually mean people who earn a lot of income.
Most of what I've heard you talking about has been about distribution of income rather than about the distribution of wealth.
The Elizabeth Warrens of the world want to tax wealth.
You built a factory and it turned into something terrific or a great idea. God bless. Keep a big hunk of it. You take a hunk of that and pay forward for the next kid who comes along.
But as we've seen, wealth on paper is not always wealth in reality. What's more, taxing wealth ends with destroying wealth, because people have to then liquidate their unrealized gains in order to pay taxes. The left says that they're focusing on income tax. They don't even focus on that, really. They just sort of say that a person is rich, therefore they don't pay their fair share. The idea is that if they weren't stealing tax money, they wouldn't be rich.
Do you think the people at the top are paying their fair share?
No, I do not. It's the working man that's paying the taxes.
Poor man.
That's right, poor man.
I mean, they've got marvelous accountants that know how to fix everything up.
The company like the Ford Motor Company didn't pay a cent in income tax last year, yet your paycheck is abused.
That's not true in any way. Let's say that you're a business owner. You are paying taxes 1,000 different ways. You're paying for the Social Security of your employees. You're paying for their unemployment insurance. You're paying taxes before the income comes down to you via corporate taxation. You're paying capital gains taxes if you ever realize any of the gains in your company in terms of selling your stock. And then once it comes to you in terms of income, you're paying income tax. When you pass it on to your kids when you die, you then have to pay an estate tax unless you come up with some legal workaround. We should not be taxing every dollar 12 different times. When your company takes in a dollar, when you pay an employee, when you earn it as income, when you buy stock and the price goes up, when you sell that stock, when you pass it on to your kids, we should be taxing every dollar once and once only. Which means that if you paid taxes on a $5 million income 1 year, you shouldn't have to keep paying taxes on those same dollars afterward. Which brings us to the second question. What does your fair share mean? First, we have to define what it means to pay your fair share. Now, you might think this means we all pay the same percentage of our income to the federal government, a flat tax, or a single rate. Let's say the flat tax is 20%. If I make $2 million, I'd pay $400,000 to the federal government. Or we might say that every quintile is responsible for their piece of the pie, so to speak. So if the top 20% earned, say, 50% of all income in the United States, they would pay 50% of all income tax. Neither of these things is true in the United States. According to Statista's research department, the top quintile of income earners in the United States earned approximately 52.2% of all income in the United States. The top 1% pay approximately 40% of all federal income tax. The top 50% of taxpayers pay essentially all income taxes. In actuality, the United States has the world's most progressive income tax system, at least according to the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development.
So after you make $10 million in 1 year, your dollars after that start to get progressively taxed at a much higher rate. At what level are we really just living in excess? And what kind of society do we want to live in?
Underlying all of the leftist complaints about the rich not paying their fair share is a lie. The lie that the rich make all the money in America.
The country is awash in wealth and cash. It's just that it's not in your hands.
To reach that conclusion, the Census Bureau, for example, ignores money transfers. When we talk about money transfers, we mean any time you get a check from the government or a rebate from the government. So if you're talking about the Earned Income Tax Credit, the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, food stamps, subsidized medical care like Medicaid and CHIP, subsidized housing, heating subsidies, and other social services. Now, when we look at the 2013 income distributions, for example, we see that after transfers, the bottom 20% of income earners saw their average income share rise by nearly 500%. The second lowest, nearly 100%. The top income group lost 31.9% of their earnings through taxation. Bottom line, according to the American Enterprise Institute, quote, the highest income quintile is financing 96% of the entire system of transfer payments to the bottom 60%, and funding the operation of the federal government. And the United States spends a boatload more than all other countries on social spending. We are just bad at it. The reason people like me moved from California is not just because I don't like paying high taxes, but also because they were just taking that money through sheer brute force and spending it on inordinate amounts of garbage. According to the nonpartisan Peterson Institute for Economics, the United States spends 20.8% of its GDP on social services, just 3.2 percentage points below the EU average, and higher than Canada and Norway. Where other countries count healthcare spending as a government expenditure, the United States gives people tax breaks on healthcare spending. If you add those tax breaks into the calculation, the United States spends more than any country other than France on social services. So when you hear people on the left say that the rich don't pay their fair share, understand they are lying to you. The rich don't just pay their fair share. They pay everybody else's fair share, too. I hope you enjoyed that episode of Debunked. If you become a member today, you can stay up to speed on new episodes and view the entire first season available right now. Go to dailywire.com/subscribe. Use promo code DEBUNKED for 20% off.